Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of Simin Shin Aleph. And we're in the middle of a discussion, actually, which began in Sif Chaf Hei, in yesterday's share, Pei Aleph Omud Aleph. We were talking about how do we define an amulet, a kameya, that a person is allowed to wear on Shabbos. It's not considered carrying. It's considered a malbush for that person. It's considered something that they need for refuah, and therefore they can use it. So we said that it has to be a tried and tested amulet. And we described yesterday, we read inside the Mechaber, that it has to be either tried and proven from the point of view of the one writing it, or tried and proven from the point of view of the amulet itself. And we read the Mechaber explaining the distinction between that, and we'll go now over the Mishneh Berurahs, which we did not do yesterday. And we're up to Sif Katan Sadi. So, for example, if it is a proven amulet for the person who wrote it, as opposed to the amulet itself, which the Mechaber described as lachash echad, a single incantation or amulet writing that was written bishalosh igros, it was written on three separate amulets, three separate parchments, and viripo shloshtam shlosha bnei adam, and each one of these healed three peoples. That is showing you that it is the person who wrote it who is successful over here at being tried and proven. And the Mishneh Berurah explains as if Katan Sadi, Avol Kosav Shlosha L'choshim, but if the same person were to have written three separate amulets, Lo Ismache Gavra, that wouldn't prove that the person himself is a bona fide, proven, and tested person for writing amulets. That wouldn't prove anything. Lo Ismache Gavra Klalai Dezeh. Why? Shari Kol Lachash Lo Hoil Kim Lo Demechot, because each amulet that he wrote only benefited one person, and therefore you wouldn't be able to say that that person is tried and proven for writing amulets. You need each amulet to have benefited three people, as the Mechaber said. And this way, the Mechaber writes, Ismache Gavro Liosulachash. That person is proven to have written that amulet well. Behold Pam Shech Tvenu. And any time he writes that specific amulet, it would be known to be good, and a person could carry that amulet on Shabbos. But not for any other amulets, because that wasn't proven. And likewise, the Kameya itself also would not be considered each individual Kameya to be a tried and proven Kameya, because each Kameya only healed one person. And the Mishneh Berurah comments further on this in Sif Katan Sadi Aleph, Afilu Liyodam Acher, even if another person were to use a proven amulet, that would be fine. V'u'adin, the Yochol Kol Odom Me'osu Choli Likach Bi'atzmo V'lisa Oson Ha'igros Harishonu Shekrar Kosav Mumche Gavrezeh. If this person has passed the test to demonstrate that he is a proven amulet writer, as described over here, he wrote three separate amulets that helped three separate people, each one, then those amulets are able to be worn by another person, because those amulets for that person have been proven. The kivan the gavra nischazek b'mumcha alachazeh, since this person has demonstrated himself to be worthwhile in writing this particular amulet, my nafkamina imichtven michadush, it doesn't make a difference if you were to write a new one, oliso masha kosav kvar, or to take one that had already been written. Then, the Mechaber tells us, on the other hand, it would be perfectly acceptable as well if the person himself wasn't proven, but the amulet was proven. How do we do that? Kigon. We read this yesterday. I'm reading again at the end of the second line on Pei Aleph Amud Beis, and the Mechaber is telling us over here, what's an example of this? Kigon shekosav lachash echod biigeres achas. He wrote one specific incantation on one specific parchment. V'ripe bo shalosh pa'amim. And it healed three times. This one specific incantation on this one particular parchment healed three times. And the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Sadi Beis tells us it doesn't make any difference whether it's one person or many people. Afilu rak l'odem echod. Even if it healed the same person three times, that is a proven amulet. Sha'oso igeres mumcha l'chol adam. That amulet now can be used by anybody because it has been proven to be an effective amulet. Doesn't tell you anything about the person, it tells you about this particular amulet. As the Mishneh Berurah says in Sif Katan Sadi Gimel, Pirish, Shekol Odim Sheish La Oso Choli, anybody that has this illness for which this amulet was written for, would be permitted, Mutter, Likach Bi'atzmo, could take this amulet, the Lis Oso Igeris, and would be able to go and carry this on Shabbos in a permissible way, as we talked about, Shelo Ripa Elo Od Li'odim Echad, even though it has only healed one person, albeit three times. Therefore, Shaharin is chazko behamcha'asa, because it has been proven, it has a chazaka now of being a tried and proven amulet, shalosh pamim, because it worked three times, even if it was for the same person or for three different people. However, avolim yichtov lachash de biigeres acheres, but if the original writer now writes a new one in a new parchment, asura, that would not be considered a proven amulet and wouldn't be able to be worn on Shabbos. Afilu migeras rishonim ripa shlosh miyodim, and this would be true even if the first amulet had actually healed three separate people, not only the same person. Because in this situation, the lo nischaska rak osoy geras, because all we have a chazaka for by the three times that first amulet healed one person or three people, a total of three times, that only tells you about that amulet. But the person who wrote it, avol gavra lo ismachi ligeras acheres, that person is not yet proven to be an expert, tried and proven expert of writing amulets for any other amulet. And now we begin actually with new mechaber today. We're on the third line now. And at the end of the third line, the mechaber tells us, just like we said, it's perfectly good to go out with it if it was proven for the person, but not proven from the amulet, or perfectly good to go out with it if it was proven from the amulet, not the person. So he says, v'koshikin, certainly, if both are proven, I ismache, if both are considered tried and proven, both the gavra, the person who wrote it, and the kameh itself, if they're both tried and proven, it certainly is good. What's an example of this? So he brings down, kigon shekosav lachash echod bishalosh igros. He wrote a single incantation on three separate kameos, on three separate parchments. They call achas, and each of these separate kameos, ho'ila lishlosha anoshim, healed three people. So each one of these three healed three people, or alternatively, oliyodim echod shalosh pomim, or one of the kameos could have healed the same person three separate times. That would be considered proven both for the person as well as for the kameya. And therefore, ismache gavra, lachar zeh, b'choli geres shichtevenu. And such a person now is considered a mumcha, he's a bona fide, tried, and proven amulet writer for this particular incantation, and any such incantation that he would write, any kameya that he would write, would be perfectly good. And likewise, these amulets that he has already written, the ismachu igros halalu, these amulets which have been working for at least three people each one, would be acceptable for any other person, l'chol adam. Now I realize we left out Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Sadi Gimel. This is talking about the case where the amulet was only proven, but the person wasn't. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Pirish, Shekol Adam Sheyesh Lo Osecholi, any person who has this illness, Mutali Kach Biatzmo, he could go take this amulet that has been proven by himself, Feliso Soigeris, Avshalo Ripa Elo Adam Echod, and could go and use this amulet for himself and carry it in a way that's halachically acceptable on Shabbos, again, not in his hand, but either sewn onto a clothing or as a necklace or something like that, and he would be allowed to use this even though this amulet had healed the same person three times, and certainly if it healed three people. Because it is a proven amulet, has a chazaka that it's a tried and proven amulet, three times it worked. However, but if this person were to write a new igaret, so that's not proven for that person. Only the amulet has been proven, the person has not been proven, and asura, it wouldn't be allowed to wear something like this on Shabbos. And this would be true even if it healed three separate people, because in this situation, the amulet has been proven, but the person is not yet proven. Only the amulet has been proven. The person himself has not yet been proven for being tried and proven as an amulet writer for a different amulet. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Sadi Dalet now is giving us the example where a person and the amulet are both proven, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, De'i lo ho'ilo kol achas rak li'odem echad. If each amulet had only healed one person, then lo have elo ismache gavra v'lo akameh. Then the person, who has now written three amulets that have healed three people, but only one each, that would demonstrate that he is a good amulet writer, but that doesn't tell you anything about the amulet itself. As we've already explained in the end of yesterday's shir and in today's shir at the beginning. But here we're talking about where each amulet also then worked for three people, so therefore both the person and the amulet are now proven. Sivkat and Sadihei, the Mishnah Berurah says, only Adam Echod Shalosh Pomim, it could even be for one person, but if it worked three times, Gam Bezeh, Hod Tzio Shalosh Pomim, since it worked three times, Kideshia Gam Ismachi Kamea, V'chanal. That would also show you that the amulet itself is a perfectly proven amulet. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, that which we just said, that you can have both the person and the amulet proven, the Ramah qualifies this, and he says, V'dafka Shebo Shtei Hamchos B'yachad. The expertise, so to say, that the writer and the amulet have been proven, have to occur simultaneously, which we'll explain in a moment. Aval, But if the person was first proven to be an expert amulet writer, and only afterwards, also kameya, and afterwards he made a kameya, and that kameya now would have been on its own, if you just looked at it from the amulet point of view, it would have demonstrated that it worked three times, so that's now a tried and proven amulet. You can't rely upon the proof that you just did by demonstrating that the amulet worked three times. You can only show that the person who wrote it is an expert, because he's already been established, so we can only in this situation say that the writer is proven, but the amulet can't necessarily be shown to be perfectly proven. And this is from the Hagos HaShvi, and the Chayin Mashmon Mitosos, Nehabir Shekosav Beis Yosef. So unless they curse simultaneously, the Ramah points out from these Rishonim, it would not be acceptable to say both are proven, but only the amulet writer. And this is explained further in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Sadiva. Kigal, what's the scenario? Shekosav Igeres, a person writes a amulet. V'ripe l'Ruvain Shalosh Pamim, and with that amulet he healed Ruvain three times. And then he writes another amulet, Vodi Geretz L'Shimon. He writes another amulet for Shimon, and it healed him, Shalosh Pamim, three times. So he has two amulets. Each one is now healed a person, or could have been multiple people, but the case we gave is one person three times. So, Vodi Geretz, he now writes another Igeretz, V'ripe again L'Shimon Ochtei Pamim. So, V'adayin Lo Esmach Igarba. This person who wrote the amulets is not yet proven because he hasn't yet sufficiently been proven to be tried and proven for writing amulets, l'fishal or ripe shalosha anoshim, because he hasn't yet healed three people. Vigam lo smachi kameya. And likewise, the kameya isn't proven yet because it hasn't yet healed three times each one. V'achakach ripe bi'osu igeres ha'shlishish gam l'levi. Now, he takes this last amulet, which has healed already twice, and now he heals a third person, and it heals him. So now, each amulet has healed three times, or three people, and the writer has written three such amulets. And therefore, both of these expertises have been proven simultaneously. And in this situation, the Ramah says, you have both proven simultaneously, and this is brought down from the Morgan of Ram. As opposed to, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Sadi Zayin, that if you didn't do it this way, then only the first one that was proven, for example, the writer in the case that the Ramah gave, would be proven, but the other one would not. Now, the nafka mina, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Sadi Zayin, she'im hifsid harofei hamchaso, if something caused the rofei to lose his expert status, so this amulet writer is no longer considered an expert amulet writer. For example, kigon shekosav ot shlosh igros lohuilu, he writes another three amulets and they did not work, so now he's lost his status, he's lost his chazak of being an expert amulet writer. In that situation, then the amulet that he wrote loses its tried and proven status. Because the amulet in the case that we just described where it didn't occur simultaneously was not proven to be effective based upon the rationale that we brought down from the Ramah. As opposed to Masha Enkin, Kishuboshtem Biach, but if they occurred simultaneously, so then even if the writer loses his status, the Kameya doesn't lose its status. Or if the Kameya came first, so then if the Rofe, the amulet writer, loses his status, nevertheless, the amulet is good. It doesn't lose its status. Again, this is somewhat complicated, and it's not really a very halacha lemaisa type of a discussion, but I hope I said it clearly. The bottom line is that either of the two makes an amulet able to be carried if you've proven the writer or you've proven the amulet. And if you certainly have proven both, that's fine. The chiddush of the Ramah here is that the both were proven simultaneously, then both of them have their own separate status. But if one was proven before the other, it may not have its own separate status, and it's really totally on the first one that was proven. And if that first one that's proven was lost, so then you may lose the entire status of both the person and of the amulet. Again, a somewhat complicated discussion, and let's go weiter now. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Avol, im kosav shlosha kameim liodim echod. If an amulet writer wrote three separate parchments, three separate kameyas, for one person, v'ripo shlosh pam, and it worked three times, lo ismache, then in that situation, the person is not considered tried and tested, and neither is the amulet, lo gavra v'lo kameya. Why is this? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkot and Sadi Ches, we're talking here about Hayenu Shalosh Igros. He wrote three separate amulets, Avshin Lachashechot, even though they're the same incantation written on these amulets. And Sifkot and Sadi Tes, we say that the person who wrote it is not considered a tried and proven person. Dainu Sheinu Yochol Lichtov Igeres Acheres Af B'Lachashzeh. He wouldn't be permitted to go write another amulet over here to be carried on Shabbos, to be worn and carried on Shabbos, even with the same incantation, because the kivin shalo ripei b'hashalosh igros rach liyod emechot, since he only healed one person with these three different amulets, amrinon mazole dechol legarim. It happened to be the personal luck of this poor person that he was healed and cured over here. And the Magen Avraham writes, because of the Magen Avraham, the afa chola bi'atzma also lotzeis bi'igoros shiripu mikvar. Even the sick person himself wouldn't be allowed to go out with this very amulet on a future Shabbos. Although, as brought down in Dirshufu number 73 and number 74, that is somewhat controversial. Kivan shenikru kameya she'eno min amumcha. And the reason why the Mishnah Berurah explains it's not allowed to be used even by that same person, because the kameya technically is not a proven kameya based upon what we said. However, ushar achronim mefakkin zeh. There are those that disagree, as brought down by Shaar Tzion, Kuf Yud Ches, the Prima Gordon, the Levush Yisrod, and others, and they would say that that person could go out with that particular kameya. I would mention also in footnote number 73, in the Dirshu footnotes, so Moshe Feinstein's at sound, the Igros Moshe is quoted, She'afshor she'etzem hanidon im yochol lotzeis b'kameya mumcho she'en mumcho. This whole discussion, Moshe wants to suggest, whether you can or cannot go out with this kameya, is not talking about pikuach lefoshos. It's not even totally in pikuach lefoshos, because you know what? The guy could stay home, and he'll be perfectly fine. And therefore, the whole discussion of him going outside is only if the kameya is considered a tachshit for this chola or not. And this has a machlokas. Yesh l'chalik ben kameya mumcha shenech shal kitachshit, like a proven amulet is allowed to be worn versus a non-proven amulet is not allowed to be worn. But it's not a question of pikuach nefashos, because the guy can stay in his house and wear the amulet without any problem. Then the Mechaber continues and writes, umutu lotzeis kameya mumcha, that which you are allowed to go out with a proven amulet, loshna hu shal ksav, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a written amulet, o shal ikarb, or whether it's made up of some sort of herbs and spices. And the Mechaber continues, this is true, bein b'chol sheish b'sakon, bein b'chol shein b'sakon, it doesn't make a difference for who it's being written for, a very ill, dangerously ill person, or even a person who's moderately ill. Lo shenichba kvar, and likewise, it's not talking about that the amulet is being written for somebody who already has had, let's say, an epileptic attack, that's why they wrote the amulet. He's already fallen down. Shenichba kvar, the toleil rufu, and he's using the amulet for medicinal purposes, or he's using it for prophylactic purposes. Ela afilu hulo achzu acholi ela shumi mishpachas nichbin. He's from a family that is likely to have an epileptic seizure, or this could be true for any other illness. The toleil shlo yachazenu, and he's only wearing this amulet for prophylactic purposes to prevent the problem. In all of these cases, the Mechaber says, shari, it's perfectly permissible. And of course, the kosher matir b'shus harabim, it's tied onto you. You can untie it and tie it in the b'shus harabim. However, ubavach lo yishareno b'shir o b'tabas, the yetzibah b'shus harabim, but you may have to make sure that you're not attaching it with some sort of a ring or a chain and going out into the b'shus harabim, because then we have to be concerned. Sha'az yomim shiotzei bo l'shem takshit, and it looks like you're wearing it as a jewelry. V'zeh aser, that would not be allowed, because delav takshit hu. You're wearing it as a kameya, and you're not wearing it as a takshit, so that would not be allowed, according to the Mechaber. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Kuf Aleph says that you could go out with a kameya that's a written kameya. That's what we've been mostly talking about. V'imhu mikisvei HaKodesh, if this kameya actually is from Kisvei HaKodesh, you're writing psukim, also lotzeis bo l'shus harabim, then you would not be allowed to go out with this into the l'shus harabim unless ela imkein mechupe ba'or, unless it was covered up with some sort of a leather, or dovracha, or some sort of a case, because in this way, we were concerned, the ilav hachi, if it's not covered up, how can you walk into a bathroom with this kameya on you? You're not allowed to do that. Chayshin Duma, Yitzdarach Lefanos. We're concerned that you may have to go to the bathroom. Be a Sirmer love, and since you're going to be in a bathroom, and you're not allowed to have this psukim visible, so you're going to have to take it off you. And therefore, V'asili Asinu Daladamos. You may come to carry it Daladamos. However, the Mishnah Berurah then further qualifies this, and he says, V'imhu chola sheyesh bo sakana ishaku minei. But if he's the type of a chola that if you would take off this amulet from him, he would get dangerously ill, then we don't have to be concerned. Oz ain't sorach lasirum, because such a person, even if he goes into the bathroom, does not have to take this amulet off. And therefore, b'chol gavni mutulatzi. So then we don't have to be concerned whether it's covered or not covered, it's in a case, in a leather, one would be able to go out with it. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Kuf Beis writes, a amulet made up of herbs or roots or whatever, shoroshe samonim. This is made up of some sort of the roots of various spices. And one is allowed to go out with this on Shabbos, again, if it's a tried and proven amulet. And the Yishuvot number 77 says, why is this not a gzera of shkikas samonim? You may come to grind it. So he brings down from the Meiri that the rabbis never made such a gzera on refuos that aren't really shrikat samamonim. It's only a gzera that you may come to go and grind up herbs, which would be nisa deraisa. So they only made that for a real medicinal, actual type of a remedy. As opposed to a skula type of remedy like these kameyas, the rabbis never made such a gzera of shrikat samamonim. Finally, the issue footnote 76 brings down that if a young child is wearing some sort of a kameh, you have to be very careful that you keep it within inside some sort of a container if it has psukim or words of Tanakh on it, because in that situation, the child is obviously always going to be dirty in his diaper, and therefore there would be concern having these things open. They should be covered up. I know this was a tough shir about amulets. Mitzvah Hashem, I hope I said it clearly. That will conclude today's shir.